DHZ, go!
I used to say I'm the boss. Dave Heath and Tomas, they doing real good.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elsenson, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
Welcome in another week, another edition, the BS and Beer podcast crew recording live here at the SEC Sports Pub. With me, as usual, to my right, Heath Elsenson, to my left, Tomas Mauricio. I'm Dave Romero, and I'm your host. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking more Saints and useless information than anyone needs to know about. So border to border, coast to coast, sit back, grab a drink, relax, because we're about to do Sports Talk Radio and the SEC Sports Pub, BS and Beer style.
Sugar-free, gluten-free, fat-free, talent-free, and free-free, the BS and Beer Podcast.
That's what you're looking at, is a balloon mortgage.
I like that you're challenging me. I like it. Mm-hmm. So you telling me we shouldn't have done that with Cam?
So past 3 years.
Jordan?
Cam's not a balloon mortgage. What you're asking to do.
He absolutely was.
So 4 years down the road. We're going to have the housing crisis at the Saints that we had in the last 8 years.
I'll tell you this. I don't think that's the case, but if it is, I'm okay with it.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast.
That's right. I don't want to hear these facts. And I have opinions. Facts don't mean anything to me. My opinion overranks the fact, okay?
BS and Beer Podcast, the worldwide leaders in absolutely nothing.
We got improvement.
Now you're going back on what you said earlier about. I'm tired of hearing how close we are. They said we're close. We go. Can we or can we not say that we can beat
right
Carolina
now, today,
out of number
right
one?
Now, no,
no,
no.
BS and Beer. Biggest Beyonce's butt during the Super Bowl halftime show.
A name to watch. Okay.
Your pick of the year. He picked Snead in the past.
Yeah. But now I haven't gone to camp yet. So you know we'll see at camp. I'll have a much better idea. And of course we're gonna get full reports because I'm gonna be at camp.
We're
all going to camp, so we're going to have some good reports there.
BS and Beer, standing up for the little people, man.
BS and Beer Podcast.
Standing up for people.
BS and Beer.
Indeed, you are powerful.
Americans are going to stand up and say,
BS and Beer.
And I'm just telling you what people are going to do.
We fight bullies.
BS and Beer Podcast.
Come on, I'm joining them.
Now witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational
podcast.
He's a quarterback's coach. So, really, you know what he is? He's a donkey wrangler. There you go.
Kissing hands and shaking babies, the BS and Beer Podcast.
Sexual deviance. My favorite subject.
Did I tell you that like that one episode was doing so poorly?
All the other ones
doing well. Yeah, so I changed the name. I thought maybe I offended somebody.
Now back to your two yats and a coon ass.
You telling me that there's no way they'd ever go out and sign Jimmy Graham to a new contract, sign Jerry's Bird to a new contract?
They didn't do all that the same year.
They did. They did. Look back. They signed Jimmy Graham to a new contract.
Now. And look where we are now. That proves the point.
BS and Beer, a national institution since... it's a really cool show.
At the same time, you don't want to do too much of that.
No. Yeah, I do. To hell with it. Yeah, I do.
I disagree.
In a sense, you're still kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, and you know what? But we've been kicking the can down the road for years. And at the end of the day, and you could disagree with what you want, we have Drew Brees right now. We have
BS and Beer Podcast, breaking opinions on yesterday's news.
That means that hypothetically,
on the radio.
Huh? No, you don't get my chicken head. $2.5 million. So listen.
Let me know when we can respond.
Okay, yeah. I'm almost done.
You've been done
unlike
for a long time.
Unlike last week where y'all just kept badgering me and beating.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.